USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is submitting a new budget blueprint to Congress requesting more than $8 billion in funding for a border wall and border security. The $4.7 trillion proposal suggests steep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to increase spending for the Pentagon. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is in a Maryland court this afternoon, accused of planning a domestic terror attack against prominent Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
After delaying a decision for weeks, the DNC has decided where it will hold its national convention next year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Democrats have selected Milwaukee, Wisconsin to host the 2020 convention, picking it over the two other finalist cities, Houston and Miami. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through 16th, 2020. It will be the first time in over a century that Democrats will be in a Midwest city other than Chicago to nominate their presidential candidate. Republicans had already announced that the GOP will gather in Charlotte, the largest city in battleground North Carolina, on August 24th through 27th, 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is blaming the United States for cyber attacks against his nation's power grid. The country has been without power for 4 days, putting a strain on the already tense political situation. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UN officials in Nairobi, Kenya have responded to the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash that claimed all 157 lives on Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Sather Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
I'm John Clemens.
So much snow has fallen in some states that people are being killed in avalanches. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The avalanche danger in Colorado is being called an extreme and unprecedented event. Heavy snow triggered more than 2,000 avalanches in the state so far this season. 7 backcountry skiers have been killed, including one on Thursday. Just in the past week, Colorado has seen over 300 avalanches, with a level of danger not seen in decades. At least 9 western states are now under avalanche warnings. More snow is expected this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradionews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.